This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, July 23rd, 2017. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, the show where we talk about where you try and apply and basically try to figure out if we can find a natural solution for you. As we can tell you, we are live in studio and Dr. Rozell is not with us today. I have to fill in. This is Dr. Stephanie Pina, but I don't have to do it alone. That's the good thing. I have Dr. Bryce Miller here with me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Or afternoon.
Yeah, whatever it is. And if you're listening online and a recording, they'll have really no clue what time it is.
That's
okay. But we're going to be taking some questions here and talking about Dr. Miller's upcoming lecture that's going to be this Wednesday night, July the 26th at 7 p.m. at the Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax, Virginia. And it's a topic that we've done multiple times. We keep doing it because there's more and more questions that keep coming up. And understanding really the causes, the mechanisms, and what can be done about it is really important, because what we're talking about, 52.5 million adults suffer from this, and increasing number of children as well, too. So we're seeing this grow and grow, and we see it a lot in the practice, and that is chronic arthritis. Dr. Miller.
Yeah, it's a very, very common thing. Like you said, about one in five adults in the United States is diagnosed with arthritis. They say somewhere in about 300,000 children, one in 250 have arthritis. So it's not just the older population, it's affecting everyone. And it's a very common thing that has to be, you know, figured out what's really happening here.
Well, we see people come in, and a lot of times they've already been diagnosed, or they'll come in for aches and pains or swelling, and which is, you know, typical, just, you know, arthritis itself, just joint and swelling and pain in the joints themselves. And when they come in, they don't know what to do. They don't know if what they did over the weekend just caused it, or if they've had something for a long time and, you know, they don't want to do drugs and surgery. You know, this is the people that are coming in to see us, and they're looking for options. But they're really not thinking outside of the box other than that joint, that shoulder, that hip, that elbow. Why do you think we see more people coming in looking for different solutions and causes, and why we have to keep explaining why this is such an important topic?
Yeah, it's very common. People go to their regular allopathic medical doctors and they get diagnosed with arthritis or degenerative disc disease or some form of those types of things. And they think that now they're stuck with this disease process. It's permanent. Nothing can be done. I have to take pain medication. And a lot of them get upset with that because it's not really fixing the problem. They know it's just covering up symptoms, and that's going to lead to problems in the long term. So what we try to do is figure out what's really happening, what's really causing the problem. And when you say arthritis, there's two different big, you know, types of arthritis. Just in general, there is your osteoarthritis, which is a majority of the cases, around 30 million people. 3.1 million people have that in the United States. But osteoarthritis is just going to be the joint itself is wearing away. It's an imbalance across the joint structurally. The joint's not moving appropriately. There's an old injury to that joint causing it to be hypersensitive. The other type of arthritis we're going to see is called autoimmune arthritis, which is going to be your rheumatoid arthritis, your lupus, SLE, those types of things. So we have to differentiate what type it is and then go through the mechanisms for each individual, what could be causing the problem.
So we have this inflammation and pain around a joint, and, you know, it can be big joints, little joints, you name it, all the joints. And, you know, like you were mentioning, there's a lot of different causes as well, too. And I think what's also interesting, and we go over this quite in detail when we have the patient directly in front of us, is that even though the joint is the issue, there's a lot of complex parts of that joint that can be affected. And a lot of those parts can be affected by other parts of the body as well, too. So can you explain just a little bit how that goes?
Yeah, sure. So what we look at with applied kinesiology, we use our neurologic muscle testing. And so we're going to check through the joint. So say, for instance, it's an osteoarthritis issue, just a basic, the joint is imbalanced, it's wearing inappropriately. Well, we go through that area and we have to muscle test and see which muscles are misfiring, which ones are working appropriately, and how is that pulling on the joint in an irregular manner. So certain parts of your body, the organ systems relate to the muscles neurologically. So certain parts of your body, you're going to have patterns that develop possibly because of an injury, or the shoulder itself is hurt, but possibly because of an issue. So for instance, the liver relates to your shoulder. So sometimes a shoulder arthritis, muscle imbalance can be coming from a liver congestion issue. Or for instance, if your low back or your hips or your knees, sometimes it's not just the muscle's fault, it's the digestive system or the adrenal stress system could be at fault as well. So really getting the patient in front of you and analyzing the way the body is telling you what's happening, you can figure out what's really going on, if it's the inside, the outside, or a bit of both.
And that would make a lot of sense when people think about things that they may have done treatment-wise, whether it's physiotherapy or, you know, over-the-counter NSAIDs or medications and stuff. And the list, you know, it kind of increases and it's a little different depending on what type of arthritis you have or been diagnosed with. But we were talking about this early too. It's not, arthritis isn't the disease itself. A lot of times it can be the red flag for something else going on, like lupus and stuff. And that's where you have to kind of not only see what else is going on with the rest of the body, but treat that as well.
Right. So any kind of autoimmune disease is obviously not a permanent situation necessarily. It's an imbalance in the system. You have a hyperactive immune system. Well, why is that happening? So a lot of times that can start with the intestinal tract. It can start with a weakened adrenal system, not keeping the immune system in check. It can start from other types of exposures. But going through a history, identifying what the body's telling us, you can figure that out and actually reset and rebalance that system. So just because you're diagnosed with a certain type of disease process, like you think, like osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, does not mean it's permanent or it has to be there for the rest of your life.
And a lot of times, too, you may see wear and tear changes that happen from traumas when they were younger, or sports or injuries. Yep. Or car accidents and stuff that we've long forgotten about. And then you're like, you know what? This is why that knee might hurt. And we have to investigate that as well.
Yeah, that's a very common cause, actually, is old injury patterns. So people think, you know, when I get hurt, the pain goes away. Well, the injury's healed. Everything's fine. A lot of times the body can do that, but sometimes if the injury is significant, you get a lingering memory in that joint. So the body still thinks, the brain still perceives that area as an injury and still causes a certain muscle imbalance to happen, or will send inflammation to that joint to try to heal it. Now, initially, that's a good thing. You want muscles to shut off to support a healing process, or to get tight to hold something in place and then send inflammation to heal it. But 20, 30 years later, you don't want that to be happening because it's going to cause a speeding of the breakdown of that joint. So people come in, they say, have you had any injuries? And they say, no. And then two visits later, they say, oh, actually, yeah, doc, when I was 16, I fell off of my bike and wrecked my knee real bad. But that doesn't matter, right? Because that was 30 years ago. I say, no, that can be a big reason why you're having this arthritis pattern. So all that stuff has to be addressed in the history initially.
And a lot of times we have people bringing in images that they might have had done, like x-rays or MRIs and stuff, and you're looking at that physical structure. Sometimes you see things, sometimes you don't see things. But then if they've been years and years ago that they've had it done when it first happened, there's a lot of wear and tear or osteophytes or little buildups here and there that have to be addressed as well too.
Yep. So the imaging piece is also another topic on its own. So sometimes people bring in these images or get x-rays done or other things done by different doctors, and they say, this joint is too degenerative, it'll never heal, you're going to have pain, you need to have surgery. Now, just because the joint is breaking down doesn't mean you're going to have pain. And I've seen it go both ways. Sometimes a person's joint looks like they shouldn't be able to walk on it, and they have no pain. And sometimes their joint looks perfectly fine on x-ray, and their pain's excruciating. And then there's all those different gray areas in the middle. So just because your imaging says something does not mean it's set in stone. Sometimes when the joint is that bad, it is that bad, and you have to replace it. But that's not always the case. That's the rare exception at the end of the trail when you can't figure out anything else to help it naturally. So don't get stuck on your images that say, oh, it's degenerative disc disease, or, oh, it's arthritis there, so it's never going to get any better, because that's not necessarily the case.
And I've seen that as well. We've had numerous people that come in. They're athletic trainers. They're really active. They come in. They may or may not even have pain, but they've got imaging for whatever reason, you know, car accident or something. And all of a sudden they see something that looks like arthritis. They diagnose it with arthritis. So you'll have, you know, patients in their 20s that say, oh, I have a spine that looks like I'm 65 years old. I must not be able to do anything. And they may not feel anything at that point, but they got time on their side and they've got a chance to actually do something about it at that point.
Yeah, it goes both ways. So sometimes, like you said, you catch something when there's no pain there and you can show them that there's already a process happening. which we need to go after and prevent it from getting into a place where eventually there could be symptoms. Everybody's body is different as far as how you perceive pain. Some people's bodies ignore things for a long time until it's an emergency. Some people feel things very, very fast and have pain hypersensitivity, and then, of course, the whole gray area in between. So you can sometimes catch something that's not physically felt yet and prevent it from happening and getting any worse. Sometimes you see something that's very bad, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be stuck that way forever and having pain and having lack of quality of life. So it goes both ways. That's a good point.
So we're talking about chronic arthritis and all its symptoms and natural treatments for it here with Bryce Miller, who's going to be your host and lecturing this Wednesday night at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Also, if you have any questions right now, you can call us here since we're live in studio, and the number is 1-888-630-9625. That's 1-888-630-9625. And you can also check us out on the website of RozelleCare.com and sign up for this lecture. I have a feeling it's going to be a full house again.
Probably.
The good thing is that there's no bad seats in the house anymore because we've got multiple TVs and everything. So everyone will be able to see you present and hear everything nice and clear. But if you want to sign up and reserve that seat, you have to call the office though, because like I said, I think it's going to be packed. And that number is 703-698-7117. And you want to ask for Dr. Bryce Miller's lecture for this Wednesday night, the 26th at 7 p.m. Now, when we talk a little bit about treatment and, you know, people come in and sometimes they're thinking, oh, my God, I've had this forever. I've had this backache forever. I've had this disc issue. I've had this shoulder issue. A lot of times they don't have to necessarily do anything big and dramatic and go right into surgery to treat some of this stuff. They can start with some of the basic things.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. Sometimes it's very, very, very simple processes that can take pain away. Sometimes it takes more repetitive treatment to get the pain to improve or the symptoms to improve. But during an examination, we're doing a functional examination on somebody. So I'm having you do squats. I'm having you do range of motion exercises. I'm going to challenge your body with certain pressures on organs or on nerve supplies, or have you put substances, vitamins, you know, in your mouth or taste water. I have one patient I had that had bilateral knee arthritis and was going to get bilateral knee or both knees replaced surgically. She came into me, she did a squat, and on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 means you want to go to the hospital, her knees were an 8 out of 10. She was almost in tears. You have her put water in her mouth, which tells the brain, water. What happens when I have hydration? The tongue sends a nervous system response to the hypothalamus. The body understands what's happening. She does a squat, and her pain goes down to a 2, just in the room, right in front of her eyes, and she's baffled. Sometimes it's as simple as hydration. Your joints are 70% water. And so it's something as simple as taking the right amount of water in your body or preventing yourself from being dehydrated can make a huge response in the way your joints feel and the way you feel overall.
And that's real key now, especially since in this area we've kind of gotten some record temperatures and people are coming in and they're more concerned about muscle weakness and stuff and do I feel thirsty as far as hydration. But usually we're all kind of a step behind it as well, too, even if we're inside under the air conditioning all the time.
Yeah, it's not just about what you put in your body sometimes, but how you process it, which, again, is a whole other piece we have to look at, because a lot of systems will, if they're malfunctioning, will start to mess with how well you can save water. One of those is the adrenal gland. Now, everybody in this area knows, can relate to stress. Your stress system gets tired, and then you don't have proper adrenal function. You can't save your water as well. You pee out more of your water than you should. So you can be dehydrated even with enough water in your system, or drinking enough water, I should say.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's amazing is, you know, we always seem to come back to adrenal health and inflammation and all these other things, no matter what system or what pain we're talking about, because really that's addressing the cost. That's really looking at it. We're going to go to a quick break here and then we're going to come back. You're live in studio here with me and Dr. Miller, and we're talking about chronic arthritis and natural sleep treatments. And welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live in studio here in the D.C. area, and you're listening to Dr. Stephanie Pina and Dr. Bryce Miller talking about arthritis and natural treatments and all of, everything from diagnosing to all those causes that we don't even think about is what Dr. Miller is going to be talking about this Wednesday night, the 26th, at the Rozelle Center for Healing during his lecture at 7 p.m. And there are over 100 different types of arthritis and related conditions, including autoimmune diseases. There's been increase cardiovascular disease associated with joint inflammation as well, too. So we have to think about the rest of the body, not just what's going on at the joint level. And one of the reasons that we are taking over the radio today, too, and we wanted to give you some cool news, is that actually Dr. Zell's just on the other side of D.C. right now. I doubt he's listening to us, which is a good thing, but he'll listen later. And because basically he's with all his colleagues and peers internationally at the International Applied Kinesiology Conference, and you were there just earlier this week.
Yep, I was there on Friday and Saturday and had to skip out today to be on the radio show, but it's a gathering of all the greatest minds in applied kinesiology across the world and learning a lot of new amazing topics. And one of the interesting things that I learned on Thursday was a presentation. I wasn't there, but I read the notes, but it has to do with how arthritis in a joint will neurologically cause muscle weakness. So the nervous system becomes irritated due to the pain response or certain chemicals produced by the joint, and it causes the muscles around that joint to shut off, which, again, if you think about the fact that the muscles support the joint, the pressure, and helping stabilize the motion, if you shut muscles off, it's just going to further exacerbate the joint pain. So we had some interesting talks about what's called arthrogenic muscle inhibition, which just means arthro is joint, genic means created, so the joint is creating muscle inhibition or muscle weakness. And so learned a lot of cool things, which I'm going to talk about a few of those things, not getting into too many details because it's kind of science heavy, but just interesting about how there's more cutting edge research about how the joints respond to arthritis conditions.
So we're not the only ones around the whole nation and also internationally. They're basically got the same mindset. They're coming together to share their ideas and their experiences to basically help the people out there. And arthritis is obviously one of the main topics that's going to keep coming up. So
yeah, with the way people wear and tear on their bodies and the way we don't move like we're supposed to move and all those pieces can definitely be, it's a worldwide problem, but I think a lot of it has to do with sedentary lifestyle. And the United States is obviously one of the worst at that. Your joints don't have a blood supply. The actual cartilage, the discs in the spine, there's no blood supply past the age of 17, 18 years old. And if you don't move, they don't get nutrition pushed in and out of them to keep them healthy. So they break down. If you don't move it, you lose it. So you have to keep moving. You have to keep the body in action. Even if it's just a walking or moving or stretching or doing yoga, that is very important for keeping your joint cartilage, your discs of your spine healthy and happy and preventing the breakdown in that area.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that we see, you know, decreased range of motion. People can't do even the slightest task like, you know, opening a jar or buttoning their shirt. And, you know, that can get frustrating and also on an emotional level can be disappointing. And you're kind of going, why can't I function the way I am? So that's why we have to look at everything structural, biochemical, mental, emotional, and really address the whole body. But really, when you look at this, that range of motion and keeping things moving is going to be part of it, because you start to see deformities and changes in the, especially with osteoarthritis, you start to see developments happen that can really affect the way the joint's going to move moving forward.
Yep, it's a big part. And again, if your muscles aren't malleable or pliable because you're sitting hunched over all day at your desk, your body will adapt to that position. Your muscles are going to shorten when you're sitting with your head held forward. And now when you try to stretch your head up, you can't even do it because the muscles are preventing that. That can move your spine out of position, and that can put pressure on the nerves because of muscle tension and spinal position, which causes more muscle weakness in the hands, which can then lead to hand arthritis or other joint arthritis in the upper extremity. If it's in your low back, you're sitting too long, same kind of pattern. You get this tension building up. You can't even stretch it if you want to. You can't even move it if you want to anymore because you've been sitting that way for too long. That causes nerve compression or irritation, which then makes more muscles weak, which just exacerbates it. So it's a nasty spiral that takes you down if you don't stop it in its place and start to reverse those processes.
And we also see, too, a lot of times people will come in and they've had issues for a while. They just let it go, or they've been told rest and put some ice on there and the inflammation will go down. And that's not always the right way to treat inflammation if you can't address really other causes of why there's inflammation in the body.
Right. And that's why sometimes, you know, people, it's a great idea to exercise, but sometimes if your muscles aren't working appropriately because of spinal irritation or old injuries, or the muscle is injured itself, or like we said earlier, the internal organs aren't quite happy causing muscle weakness, that physical therapy is a great thing. But if you're doing it when your muscles are imbalanced, you're going to create more irritation because there's an irregular pull happening. So that's why you'll see some people, they'll do physical therapy and they don't feel any better, or they feel worse because there's an imbalance already on the joint. Until you correct that, you can't go out and do crazy heavy exercise. It's not going to work for everybody that way. So we have to figure out for you what's the best thing we can do to get you stabilized before you go out there and re-strengthen the system.
And when you think about some of these joints, I mean, the anatomy of it itself, I mean, I remember going through anatomy class and looking at cadavers and going, oh my God, how much stuff is in here? Because when you think about some of the bigger joints, like the shoulder, like the hip, like the knee especially, right? There's so much going on. There's so many ligaments. There's so much connective tissue. There's the joint itself. So that is all there to really protect the joint, to get the muscles to attach. But if we're not addressing it completely, then how are we going to even fix the structure? So we have to take those parts into consideration. You are listening to Dr. Bryce Miller, who's going to be your lecturer this Wednesday night, and Dr. Stephanie Pina filling in for Dr. Tom Rozelle. And we are going to be back after this short break, and we're going to talk a little bit about different things like some supplements and some food. How does that affect arthritis? We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live in studio talking about arthritis and all the different natural things you can do as far as everything from diagnosing to looking at different things that create a healing process that might be in the way of basically slowing down your healing, and things that you can do that helps prevent you from going into drugs and surgery. And even, you know, if someone does go into drugs and surgery, we have plenty of people that go into there and they have to have, it's just too much bone on bone and they're going in there. There are things that you can do before surgery and after surgery that we help patients with all the time. And these are some of the things that Dr. Miller is going to be covering this Wednesday night at the Rozelle Center for Healing. If you want to sign up for that lecture, you need to call and reserve your spot at 703-698-7117. Again, that's 703-698-7117. And you can also ask your questions here as well, too. And you can give us a call here at 1-888-630-9625. We are always happy to take your questions as well. We're going to change tracks just a little bit, but keeping on the arthritis note, because we have a lot of patients that come in, or we get a lot of questions online when they email us about especially arthritis, but how to treat stuff. And then they wonder about what can I do at home? And one of the biggest things we always go back to is the healing reaction that the gut has, and how digestion and the foods and your food choices and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. Because let's figure it out that when it comes down to changing your diet, you can go in and get an exam and get treatment and get acupuncture appointments and get chiropractic appointments and do your exercise, but you have to eat multiple times during the day. So you're constantly having discussions with yourself on, should I eat good? Should I eat bad? What should I eat right now? We're going to talk about that aspect of it and how the digestive tract and some of the foods that we can eat can help out with arthritis, but also some of the, I don't want to say the myths, but some of the things that people come in and utilize thinking they're helping themselves, but they probably could get more out of it. And that's what we really specialize in at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Dr. Miller, let's talk a little diet.
So the digestive system, in my opinion, is the most important system to address for any health condition, period. But for the joints and arthritis, it's extremely important, especially when it comes to your autoimmune type. 70% of your immune system is in your intestinal tract, or more, some say. So if you have irritation in the intestine, you activate that immune system, it gets hyperactive, that can lead down the road to autoimmune diseases. That's one mechanism how the gut affects it. The next piece, which is proven over and over again in research, is when your guts are inflaming, they leak. Leaky gut syndrome, that's a hot and highly notable label these days. But when you're leaking out food, the food combines with an immune system molecule. That makes a complex piece of food, immune system molecule. They stick together. Now they're floating through your bloodstream. Guess where they like to stick? Your joints. So eating the wrong things, having that leaky gut contributing to these complexes that are forming, will start to flare joints up and can set you off with the real fast called reactive arthritis. So the joint's already kind of irritated. You eat the wrong thing, or your gut gets inflamed, and boom, now my pain's way worse after I have that. I have some patients, I can tell as soon as I walk in my room, I said, what did you eat? You ate something you were not supposed to have. Yeah, doc, I did. It was my son's birthday, I had ice cream, or whatever it was. And you can tell because it set their whole pain pattern off in a big flare-up. So choosing the right foods, not only important for preventing autoimmune, but also for preventing flare-ups in a pre-existing arthritis condition.
Now, we know, too, when we see patients, obviously, we're identifying not other causes like this, but their diets really become an individualized thing for them because, like I said, one person may respond to something, another person is perfectly okay with it, but we do see common things that we kind of eliminate out of the diet to kind of see if they basically have a starting point, and then we can get into particulars, because we've had people, when we do some sensitivity testing and stuff, even the best foods in the world for them create issues because maybe it's a chemical or something that's in that plant family that they need to stay away from. And we were talking, like, you know, we talk about arthritis, like looking at the nightshade family, which is like eggplant and tomatoes and potatoes, peppers. and when we look at that, you know, a lot of people do well when they avoid that, but that might be because of a certain chemical that's in there, and that might be other foods that have that same chemical kind of composition that might be aggravating as well.
Yeah, it's tricky. Some people just have a really bad problem with the nightshades because of a molecule called solanine, and that can really flare people up. And some people think they're eating really healthy. They're eating salsa and tomatoes and peppers and eggplant, and they think they're eating healthy. But for some people, that can make their arthritis miserable. And some, it has no effect. So again, this has to do with the individual identifying if it's really a problem for you or not, so we can make your body and your health response the most powerful it can be.
Well, I think from a plant expect, like, what's interesting is their Solanaceae plant family.
Mm.
Isn't that? That's a fun fact.
Mm. Okay.
They all have solanine. But back to arthritis. And when we think about how the gut's breaking things down, we have to think about other things too. Like you were mentioning, the immune system is there. Also other things that we can look at that tend to do well with just inflammation in general to help the body decrease inflammation, like things like turmeric and curcumin and different omega fatty acids, especially the omega-3s and stuff. And we've been seeing more and more patients coming in and looking at their omega-3 fatty acid levels and seeing that people are really deficient in certain types of omega-3s, which are tend to be like your fish oil-based sources that have an anti-inflammatory effect, not only on the heart, which is what we hear a lot of the research on, but on the rest of the body as well, too.
Yeah, it's been kind of nice looking at, we're doing a lot of that, the brain span analysis at our office lately, looking for that dementia risk and those pieces, looking for how inflamed your brain is, potentiality for having certain conditions. But it gives you information about the whole system, because if you're pro-inflammatory in general, it's going to cause pain and problems all over the place, not just with cognition and how you think and how you feel upstairs. So omega-3s are very important, like you said. Boswellia is a good one, curcumin, any kind of anti-inflammatory, because ultimately inflammation is the cause of all the pain. Inflammation is what's causing the pain. So if your body is in a balanced state, then inflammation won't be over-exaggerated and cause a big flare-up. One of the other things people like to do a lot is they come in, they're taking glucosamine and chondroitin. Glucosamine and chondroitin. That's going to keep my joints healthy. A lot of times it's not. And there's a couple of different reasons. First, you're not easily going to break that stuff down unless your digestive system is really rocking and rolling. And one of the biggest things that reduces digestive system function is stress. And again, back to that stress piece. If you're stressing out, and that's not just emotional, that's chemical stress, what you're eating, how you support yourself, how you digest it, as well as structural stress. So if your joints are sitting out of alignment or your body is irritated or you have pain, those are stresses on the system. So all those go together. If your body is stressed, you can't save your water, which makes your joints dry up. You can't digest your food, which means you're going to have inflammation in the gut, possibly leaky. And you're taking chondroitin, which is a very hard molecule to break it down and get into the joint, it might not do it. And even if you do break it down, the form has to be appropriate. So when it comes to nutrition, you can't just go to GNC or some basic store and buy chondroitin joint support and think it's going to work the same as a very sophisticated blend that comes from a bioavailable source. So there's just a huge discrepancy in those areas.
And I think you bring up an excellent point. When we look at some of the stuff that we use and we recommend, and some of the stuff that you can see online, like, or not online, but in stores where they know what they're doing stuff, it's not just one product. They're putting it together with other things that are going to help out with the absorption of that product. They're going to put it with something that's fat soluble. So if you have fat soluble vitamins or minerals and herbs in there, it can get in as well too. So you're helping out with the digestive tract to get it into the system so then it can get to the right place. All these things are key important ingredients, and what we think about is this, oh, if I just put this one ingredient or this one herb in there, that's going to be enough. But the cool thing is there are different things, like we were talking about curcumin and turmeric, that you can put into food sources so that you're adding it into a diet that's already changing and becoming less inflammatory and helping to feed the gut as well too.
Right, and just because, again, I'm going to say this again, just because curcumin and turmeric is great doesn't mean it's great for you. I have one patient specifically who's taking all this curcumin, and it's causing his joint arthritis because he's reacting to the curcumin. And he's putting it all over his food. He's taking it as a supplementation. Now he's reacting to it in an inappropriate way, and it's making his pain worse. So again, just because everybody feels better when they take it or it's supposed to be the best thing doesn't mean it's right for you. That's why the individualized history examination process is crucial to making sure you're doing the right thing for your own body.
And then we look at other things, too, because there are different types of arthritis that are actually related to the digestive tract even more so. I mean, we don't think about this, but when we talk about gout, gout is an increase of uric acids that the body can't clear out. And it's usually because we have, like, I always thought of, like, you know, the king's diet type of thing, you know, lots of beer and heavy foods and greasy foods and proteins and stuff. And that's not clearing out, and it has to do with the gut not being able to get that out. So what does it do? It goes down to the, a lot of times, the big toe. This is the big toe swelling, sometimes to the knees. You know, if the digestive tract was functioning better, if we were hydrated to flush these crystals out, that might even prevent that type of arthritis, which can spread and actually linger for quite a while.
Yep. Again, going back to finding the primary cause, uric acid is a breakdown of protein. It's related to liver metabolism. Liver usually gets upset if your digestive system is not working very well because its job is to filter all that blood from your intestine. So tracing it all the way back, where is it starting again? Digestive system. But yes, water will help in general because it makes your body less acidic. Those crystals can't form unless the body is becoming acidic. And that's why it forms down your toe, where the circulation slows down. It's not as alkaline as other places are. I mean, there's reasons why these things are happening. It's also right along the liver meridian and acupuncture. So they're forming right along certain places for certain reasons. So going to the basic things of what your body needs will help systemically, not just your arthritis and that one toe or that one hip, but everywhere else to prevent it and also help other systems you might not even know are having a problem in the first place.
Yeah, and we think about all that stuff getting out too as far as the detoxification pathways. You know, we detox through our skin, we detox through our sweat, through our breath, through excretion, through urination. You know, another type of arthritis, psoriatic arthritis. You know, we see psoriasis basically on the skin, but that can also go and affect the joints as well, too. So they could have a dual cause that could start with the gut and eliminate a lot of the issues.
Yeah, I mean, the autoimmune in general is just looking at the digestive system right away. You know, SLE, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, all those things. If the immune system is overactive, there's a reason. It's got to figure out what that cause is. Neurologically, it can control a lot of it. If you're all amped up, it can throw things off. If your system's too worn down, it can throw things off. So sometimes somebody needs something, the next person needs the complete opposite, but they're both going to feel better because it's all about balancing the system out.
And then you put that together with the movement, and you put that together with different things that help to strengthen the muscles, and all that goes together to really help the body in general, but then it can help out with those individual joint issues as well.
Right. Muscles move bones. So I know the bones are what the pictures are taken of, the x-rays see the bone, but the muscles move the bones, and the environment, the fluid that the joint sits in is affecting how it breaks down. So look at what's controlling the motion, look at what the substance is that's actually around the joint, make those things balance out, and it'll be much better. And when we say muscle strength, you need to strengthen the muscles. That does not mean more weight, more reps necessarily. It means, is the muscle firing or is it not? Is the light switch turning on or off? Not how bright your wattage on the bulb is, which would be exercise, making it brighter or making it stronger. Sometimes the muscle just does not fire appropriately for different reasons. Like I said earlier, that arthrogenic muscle inhibition. Even if you go exercise all day, you're never going to get that to turn on around that joint because the joint communication with the brain is telling that muscle to shut off. So lots of different layers here. So on Wednesday, we're going to go through, keep it simple. We're getting kind of, you know, it's in depth. It sounds like a lot of stuff, but we're going to keep it very simple. We're going to go through what types of arthritis there are, what happens with those processes, and what are the causes structurally, chemically, and emotionally, stress-wise, that can throw those systems off. And then again, the most important piece, what you can do, take home on Wednesday to utilize for yourself or those you care about to get them back on track or yourself back on track.
So we also think about different types of arthritis, and another thing that you're going to cover too, and we think that's interesting, is that that joint pain can be a sign for other things going on in the body as well too. And I brought up a little bit earlier about heart disease. And I always remember when I was in school, one of the guy who was teaching me cardiology was always talking about the teeth and thinking of that as a joint there where the teeth are actually attached, and how tooth and gum disease can basically lead to heart disease. And we see this with people getting antibiotics before they do any kind of surgeries because they're trying to prevent inflammation and bacteria buildup and stuff. But arthritis is known to actually be a part of or be comorbid with other types of health conditions as well, too.
Yeah, any basic research on any kind of major sites like the CDC or arthritis.org, major sites talk about the prevalence of arthritis in certain conditions. So, for instance, heart disease, 50% of heart disease patients have arthritis. Diabetes, 47% have arthritis. Obesity, 31% have arthritis. So lots of different reasons. So for different, you know, different problems, different reasons why they're getting it. For obesity, obviously, if you have more weight through an area, it's going to wear down faster. For things like, you know, diabetes, that blood sugar elevation is very inflammatory, and that causes things to break down faster. It causes ligaments to become soft. It causes muscles to misfire sometimes. It causes lots of other issues. So just because your joint's hurting doesn't mean it's just the joint's fault. It could be from an inside issue, and you might catch something you weren't even aware is happening in the first place and be able not only to address the pain, which is the alarm, but also go back and figure out what started the fire in the first place. A lot of things, one good analogy is, if you wake up in the middle of the night and your smoke alarm's going off, do you go to the battery and pull the battery out of the smoke alarm so you can go to sleep, which is like taking pain medication, or do you go find the fire and put the fire out, and then the alarm goes off on its own? So if there's a fire going on inside, let's put the fire out so your whole house doesn't burn down and you have a major issue.
And like you're saying, there's a lot to cover on this, but that's why we keep bringing up arthritis almost on an annual basis over and over again. And what's great with Dr. Mill doing it is, I believe last year when we did our Ageless Health series and stuff, exercise was your topic.
Yep.
And so really it's the combination of, like you're saying, what can you do now? What do you work on as an acute goal, like right now and then? And then what do you build towards for the future? If you're, whether you're preventing something, preventing surgery, or kind of just have the questions on there, because unfortunately a lot of people are getting diagnosed with things that they don't know where it's coming from. And that's typical of anything that really comes into our center. And then we treat them chiropractic, nutrition, acupuncture, supplementation if they need it, but making sure that that can get in and work properly within the body as well, too. We're going to end up having to go to a break real quickly, but this Wednesday night, July 26th, at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, Virginia, Dr. Bryce Miller is going to be talking about arthritis and natural treatments. You got to make sure that you sign up and get your seat reserved by calling the office at 703-698-7117. Again, that's 703-698-7117. Not a bad seat in the house for a lot of this great education, and it's free to you. We'll be back in just a couple moments. And welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live in studio. We have a little bit left, and we're talking about arthritis and natural treatments and cures for arthritis and stuff as well, too. Things that you should know and reasons why you should be at the lecture on Wednesday night, July the 26th, at the Rozelle Center for Healing to hear Dr. Bryce Miller talk about this. And some real fun facts real quickly on arthritis. Did you know that supposedly, and this is according to, you know, a really great source called Wikipedia, that dinosaurs had arthritis?
Interesting.
I would love to see the study that says whether or not the carnivores versus the herbivores had more arthritis, because you figure you're going to move more. So maybe the herbivores are doing better. They had less protein. What do you think?
Tricky. I don't know. That'd be an interesting study.
I don't know if we're going to be able to pull that one off now. But one of the other things, too, is, you know, we talked a lot about hip and joint and knee and stuff, but a lot of people, over 60 and 70, actually have arthritis in their ankles and feet.
Yeah. The small joints tend to get beat up pretty bad. A lot of the rheumatoid or the osteoarthritis is found in the hands, especially, because you got to think about the mechanism. If you're using them all the time, scrubbing things, washing things, writing things, they're going to wear and wear and wear. And if you have that imbalance in the system, they're going to be the ones that are going to show up pretty fast. But especially with rheumatoid arthritis, that specifically likes to attack the small joint. So certain types of patterns of arthritis can kind of tell you what might be the cause. Is it really autoimmune, or is it just basic wear and tear? But if you see it all in the hands and it all is pretty symmetrical and your fingers are starting to move outside, they're starting to point away from your body, that's a rheumatoid arthritis pattern most of the time.
And some of those wear and tear areas, too, you actually see small bone developments separate from the regular osteophytes and stuff in there. That's basically showing you how the body thinks it chemically can't deal with it, so it starts building bone in that area as well, too. I have one more fun fact. Ozzy the Iceman, who was dated between 3000 to 5000 BC, he was found in the Andes. I like him because this is an acupuncture fun fact, too. Is that he had signs, his skeleton had signs of arthritis in his joints and stuff, so you figure he's walking around a lot trying to survive. And a lot of they noticed that he had actually a lot of tattoos on his body that weren't visible. And what's cool is that they compared some of these tattoo markings to current acupuncture points, and a lot of those points were used to treat arthritis modern day. And he also had a bunch of herbs and stuff in his bag or his knapsack or whatever was with him. And they think that those might have been used to treat not only digestive diseases like parasites, but also as anti-inflammatories as well, too.
That's very interesting.
I bet you that really should make it on a slide, I think, you know. Or yeah. I'll just come back with more fun facts.
Well, you should talk about that right now. I mean, you're the acupuncturist. There are
lots of
research with acupuncture and arthritic
Absolutely.
Pain.
There's a huge research study that basically came out about arthritis of the knee, osteoarthritis, and they showed that it was actually better than a lot of the painkillers out there, too. So we always combine things in the Rozelle Center for Healing, so there's a lot to be done depending on what different patients are coming in for and what we can diagnose them with as well, too. Real quickly, can you just tell the people, obviously you're talking about arthritis, but give them a heads up on who should kind of come, who should be there, why they should come.
Yeah, this is pretty much just for anybody, really. I mean, if you know somebody with it, if you have conditions that have those joint pains or aches or just mild things every now and then, come check it out. You're just going to learn about the basics. What is arthritis? What are the types? Why do they form? And then we go through structural, chemical, and emotional stress patterns that can cause and develop these issues. And then again, breaking it down. What can you do to support your body? What can you do? What can you take home that night to help yourself or those you care about get back on track, reduce pain, enjoy the quality of life that they deserve to have? So anybody and everybody should come check this out.
Yeah, and what's great is, like you're saying, from the ICAK lectures, you've got some of the newest information that people are using literally across the globe to help treat right here in this area as well, too. So make sure you join Dr. Miller this Wednesday night, the 26th, at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Call us to reserve your spot at 703-698-7117. And next week, Dr. Rozelle will be back. We'll be kicked out of the chair, but that's okay. We'll let him have the show back until he goes out and teaches again. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you at the Rozelle Center for Healing.